The critical AI bubble risks. Is your business ready to survive? Welcome to today's Audible article from 3Webbox. I'm Charlie, and I will be narrating this article titled The Critical AI Bubble Risks. Is your business ready to survive? Was written by Mr. Raffet, the CEO of 3Webbox. Grab a coffee, sit back, and let's dive in. Chapter 1. The reality behind AI pricing. Here's the truth. Most AI projects and providers rely on a handful of large models. Models that are currently operating at a loss. Despite billions in funding and explosive adoption, profitability remains elusive for major AI companies. Reports from TechCrunch and Financial Times show companies like OpenAI and Anthropic are burning through cash to subsidize API costs and attract developers. This pricing strategy? Totally unsustainable. Today, subscriptions and API requests feel affordable, but that won't last forever. When these services shift toward profitability, businesses that depend entirely on external AI, APIs will face a harsh reality, rising costs and dangerous dependency. Chapter 2. Why AI pricing will change. AI APIs are priced to encourage adoption, not profitability. Providers like OpenAI and Google Vertex AI offer tiered pricing and volume discounts, but they're running at massive losses. For example, OpenAI reported $4.3 billion in revenue and a $4.7 billion loss in the first half of 2025. Anthropic, they hit $3.8 billion ARR in 2025, with projections up to $26 billion for 2026. The takeaway? This low-cost era is temporary. When investor pressure forces profitability, API pricing will spike, and businesses need to prepare now. Chapter 3. The AI bubble scenario. So, what does an AI bubble look like? Overvaluation, hype-driven investment, and unsustainable economics. Recent reports show AI startups raised $50 billion in quarter 2 2025, even as overall venture capital activity fell to a 9-year low. Hyperscalers like Microsoft and Google are reassessing data center expansion and cancelling leases amid rising costs. And Nvidia? It briefly hit a $5 trillion market cap before pulling back. Proof of volatility in AI-driven valuations. If sentiment shifts further, providers will tighten access, raise prices, or consolidate services. Businesses relying exclusively on external AI will feel the squeeze first. Chapter 4. The Rise of Vibe Coding. There's a new trend called vibe coding. Developers increasingly rely on AI to generate code snippets and workflows instead of learning fundamentals. While this speeds up development, it creates a generation of engineers who can't build systems from scratch. For technology officers, that's a ticking time bomb. When API costs surge, companies will need to pivot to internal AI solutions. But without skilled talent, that transition will be slow and expensive. Chapter 5. The CTO's Dilemma. When the bubble bursts, businesses face two choices. Pay inflated API costs and remain dependent. Invest in internal AI capabilities, a path that requires hiring experienced engineers and allocating resources. Building an internal AI system isn't impossible thanks to open source alternatives. But the real challenge? Training and infrastructure. Fine-tuning large models demands compute power and expertise that many companies simply don't have. Chapter 6. Private AI. Your survival strategy. Open source models like LLama, Mistral, and DeepSeek offer strong performance and flexibility. They can be deployed on-premise or in private clouds, reducing dependency on external APIs. However, training these models, or even fine-tuning them, requires specialized talent and significant compute resources. The cost comparison is stark. API subscriptions may seem cheap now, but over time, building internal AI could be the more resilient strategy. Conclusion. AI dependency is convenient today, but it could become a liability tomorrow. The AI bubble may not burst overnight, but the signs are clear. Unsustainable economics, mounting losses, and investor pressure will eventually force providers to raise prices or restrict access. The good news? Private AI is not only possible, it's increasingly practical. Open source models are closing the gap with proprietary systems, and modular deployment strategies make it easier to start small and scale over time. The question isn't whether the AI bubble will burst. It's whether your organization will be ready when it does. Start building resilience now. Your future competitiveness depends on it. Thank you for listening. For more tech insights and Audible articles, visit our blog at www.3webbox.com. And don't forget to tune in for future episodes. We've got plenty more coming your way.